Time to review the movie Predator. The 1980-something film, which we were watching this movie last night, and my wife corrected me, said it's one of her favorite movies, not her favorite movie ever, but she said it was made for $18 million, which I told her $10 million went to Arnold.
Oops.
$4 million went to the rest of the actors. $4 million went to special effects. And they didn't have anything left over for the writers.
Come on.
And it made for $18 million, made $98.3 million in the U.S. alone.
Do you know what that translates in today's dollars, Dan? $6 trillion.
Yep.
Right. Bigger
than
GameStop.
Highest grossing movie ever.
Yep. You should short it, Dan.
I'm going to short
it. Make it public.
If it goes public.
Yeah, but I'm going to go long.
Joining us for this movie review, Corby the Snake Davidson.
Look, here's the deal.
Who had seen this before, but oddly enough, neither Dan nor Jake had ever seen it. And I think, Corby, you had kind of thrown out during Why They Didn't Suck or some such that this feels like a Jake movie.
Yeah.
Or at least a teenage Jake movie.
Well, that's the same.
Yeah. It's a Jake movie for sure. But you know what? This is not just a movie for young, perpetual, rough-and-tumble teenagers like young Jake. This is a movie for all. Let's face it. This is a movie for America.
It got great social media response last night when the ticket Twitter feed just put out the missive that we are watching this and what do you think about this movie? And then to get engagement and lots of 10 thumbs up.
Am I wrong that John McTiernan directed this? Is that not Die Hard?
Ooh.
That's John McClane.
Let me...
He did do Die Hard.
Thank you.
Okay, and yeah. Rollerball.
Yeah. I mean, the guy... Look, he did, within 3 years of each other, Die Hard and Predator, and...
he also did The Hunt for Red October.
Of course he did.
Okay, that's a pretty salty resume right there.
I believe he did Milk as well.
No, I don't think so.
My bad.
But Dan and I were... First of all, I'll just come out and say it. Incredible.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yes.
Just, you know, an hour and 45 minutes of my life that could not have been spent any better. I was laughing the whole time. I was fired up. I was fist pumping. So I loved it. But Dan and I were having fun off the air joking about what the writer's room pitch meeting is like. And you come
No. When you go into the studio.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So here I have my group of spectacle studio heads who... have heard everything, right? And here you are. You've got this great idea, though. All right, here we go. Okay, got an idea for a movie. All right,
you've seen... Sure.
All right. Arnold, right?
He's hot. Love it. He's fresh off Terminator. Yeah, he's fresh off Commando.
Name, he's a huge action hero. Okay, right? You're here with me still?
Yeah. On board.
Okay. He's going to be like a, I don't know, army guy or something. I don't care. He's kind of like
special ops.
Like the best of the best?
He's absolutely the best.
I'm still in.
He's the best.
Okay.
And, but he's not with the army. Like, he's kind of an outsider that he's so good, the army calls him.
Yeah.
Like, even their Green Berets or the best that they have, he's outside of that.
Say no more. I'm sold.
Hold on. I got more.
Okay.
I'm throwing in some of the other big actors of the day. You remember Rocky?
Yeah.
Loved it.
I got Carl Weathers.
Apollo Creed.
Say no more.
Just died like a year earlier.
Stay with me here. Rowdy Roddy, not Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Jesse the Body Ventura?
Jesse the Body Ventura. You know how he's kind of getting into acting here, but he's really, really popular wrestler.
And he's a big guy.
He's in the group.
Okay.
He's just in the group that's underneath.
This keeps getting better.
All right.
Are they not going to wear a lot of army clothing to accentuate maybe their muscles?
More like probably just like a vest.
Oh, I love
like
that.
Like an army vest. It's open midriff and all abs.
I wear that too.
Okay, because chicks love that, but the dudes actually love that too.
Yeah.
We're all latent homosexuals.
Right.
So, you know, I need to get the whole audience. So let's get some ethnicity. You know what? We'll get an American Indian.
Oh, can I suggest something?
Yeah.
Can he track people?
I'm already on that page.
Yeah,
look, I have it written down.
I feel like that really plays.
He's a tracker.
The archetype of the Native American.
Like, he's a Native American.
He smells stuff, and he can pick up sand.
He can just walk through an area, and he goes, there were six soldiers here, and they were walking this way.
Love it.
Three of them were carrying backpacks.
Not at all racist.
Heavier imprint. Yeah.
Okay, love it.
Okay, so he's our tracker.
Okay.
Is he always rubbing a Native American stone to give him special powers?
I like it.
We're going to get another black guy, too.
Yeah.
I need more ethnicity.
Doesn't really matter who, but I'm with you.
Just
one more.
A guy, but not a star, because Carl Weathers is the star. I can't get somebody bigger than him, okay?
Okay. We'll give you Bill Duke.
How about, like, we'll get, like, the nerd with glasses that's out there, too, and then a couple other dudes, whatever. They're red shirts from Star Trek. I don't care. They'll be eliminated quickly. Okay, you got me so far?
Sign me up.
They're going in. They're on, like, a mission. Well, what is that mission? Really, it doesn't matter. You guys come up with that. I don't care what the mission is, because it's not really going to be the plot of the movie. In fact, do that part, like, in the first 10, 15 minutes of the movie, okay? Get it out of the way. Now.
We have, like, 80 minutes left, and the mission's kind of already, so you're going to have to sell me here.
Well, I'm going to tell you what is going to help a little bit. You guys like TNA? All right, we'll put a hot in there. She'll be like, let's say somebody rescued, or let's just say a hostage from the mission, or something weird.
Like in Rambo 2.
I don't know how they end up with her, but they just...
I don't really care where she's from, but I'd love a little foreign vibe to her for some
interest. I got an idea, like Latina?
Let's go.
So we've got the Indian.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of black guys. Limit. Can't be black girl. Let's make her Latina. Do you know the Hispanic community is growing?
The market.
You don't have to sell it.
Yeah, so now we're going... Okay. She'll be hot, but not too hot. I don't need her to take away from Arnold.
Okay.
Okay? And not necessarily love interest, but enough to kind of get you going. Like a medium chub.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, yeah.
So, okay. Now, here's the thing. Are you sitting down?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay, so their real foil is not the mission and the you know, the warriors.
It's not the Sandinistas.
No, Afghan army.
It's what's he got here?
Now I know you're thinking Russian.
Yeah,
Cold War is about over here, bro. Cold War's over. Russian's yesterday's news. I'm going to give you a cyborg, a half human, half machine.
Okay,
no,
is kind of like an. Kind of like could be an alien.
It is an alien.
Wait, I have no. Wait,
but we're on Earth, right?
Hold on. How did he get there? I don't care. I don't know.
We're
who cares?
Gonna...
We're not even going to explain that. We're not going to touch it.
Are there more of them?
No, there's one.
Okay,
and it lives in the middle of the jungle.
In just this jungle.
In just this one place. And it just so happens that it's right there where the mission is.
Okay.
And what it does is it can become invisible.
Mm.
It can. It's almost invincible, but it can be killed. Hence, the end of my movie is going to be where Arnold finally does kill it.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
It's going to kill everything else, though.
But does it have guns and the ability to use machines?
Well, actually, it has like lasers coming out of its eyes.
Okay.
And it can heal itself.
Okay.
Well, he's a
because
doctor.
It's half if it's half machine.
It's an alien. It's not a machine.
No, there's it's part machine.
No, it's not.
A cyborg.
No, it's an alien.
It's an alien, but it
no,
it is.
But it's not an alien,
like,
because it's by itself,
look,
and it's here on Earth.
I have seen this movie
surgical tools.
I've seen this movie 30 times, all right? I can tell you this thing at the beginning of the movie, if you remember the spaceship that shot the thing out and landed. And ended up down there. And you know why it's there? It's there to hunt. It's there to, did you guys not pick that up? It was there to collect skulls.
Yeah.
And when he's analyzing Arnie and looking through his eyes and everything, he's looking at his skull. He's there to collect skulls.
I mean, if you want to put in a 10-second sequence during the title,
that's literally all it is.
But otherwise, yeah. Otherwise, don't even worry about that.
Well, I'm glad I'm here as your secondary writer because I just cleaned some things up.
Yeah, you can add that. Go ahead. But here, basically, though, you don't even need that. If you get to the movie a little bit late, you're fine. It's just there. We don't have to talk about it. Let me give you some features of some of the guys too. Now some of these guys are quirky. The black guy, not Apollo. He's gonna dry shave with a razor all the time.
He's always sweating.
He's always just shaving. Always.
Yeah, okay.
In the helicopter, if he's just hanging out in the jungle, he's going to have his razor and he's shaving. He likes a nice clean shave. Now, the other guys will all be clean shaven, but you never see them shave and they never do it. Okay? But
feels they, like extra
they will not grow like, facial hair.
The whole movie is based over 2 days, so you don't have to shave that much.
Could we possibly get a guy in here who aggressively chews tobacco and also uses gay slurs when making fun of his buddies?
I think the wrestler would be good for that.
Okay, I agree. Yeah.
Apollo doesn't want to use gay slurs on screen, but he does not mind. By the way, also, I got a cool scene in mind. One of the guy's arms will get cut off by the predator.
Yes.
Let's say it's Apollo. He'll be shooting a machine gun at the time.
Don't you even say it.
The machine gun will still shoot. About 30 seconds after his arm gets cut off.
Because his thumb is locked in on the trigger. Yeah. Yeah, again, I don't know where to buy this script, but I would like to buy it right now. Here's another thing that sold me so much on this is because remember growing up as kids, aliens were always sold to us as, oh, sympathetic good guys. We're not here to harvest your organs or take your natural resources. We just want to be friends.
And they were kind of nerdy.
We want to teach you. And then there's E.T. and you know, and then the Americans were always bad. We were always, let's get them. We need to study them. We need to rip them open and see what they're all about. And my God, can you imagine the future if we just understand their technology? This was alien coming in to collect skulls. We have to kill alien.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're the most dangerous animal.
Exactly.
I'm going to make you ask the question, who's the real predator?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's why you're paid the big bucks in the writer's room.
You know what? A little more ethnic help on this one. Not for any of the dudes, but let's make the alien have dreadlocks. What if we did that?
You got to admit, for 1987, Stan Winston, the god of all gods when it comes to FX... That guy nailed that. That was a great creature.
It's terrifying.
At the very end, I know how this predator kills everybody immediately. Like, he doesn't ask questions. He doesn't mess around. They're dead. Like, shot through the head, ripped their heart out, whatever. When he gets to Arnold, though, now we're going to do a James Bond thing where he kind of toys with him a little bit, and that's what opens the door for Arnold to actually be able to kill him.
Again, you're not understanding the point. Yeah, it was about he found an adversary that was worth actually fighting instead of just
respect.
Like, yes, he did. He was looking at him. He was like, all right, let's go, big fella.
We did find out some audio in the end. It could laugh.
No. Yeah. It stole the laughter. He was... just missed everything.
Yeah, he would record people be able to, but...
Again, you're talking to a guy who's seen it 30 times.
Who had an evil laugh, though, that he stole?
Billy, the Native American. Remember when he told the pee joke? His buddy told the second pee joke?
That was the evil laugh?
He collected that laugh and then used it at the end.
So this is going to spawn 4 movie sequels. I swear this is going to be so big.
I've only seen one.
It's going to spawn sequels and action figures.
Now, let me circle on back here and ask, are we ever going to explain where it came from?
No.
Or if it mates, or if there
Doesn't
are any
matter.
Others, or is this just
no,
all kind
No, it's there
of,
to hunt.
Don't care.
To kill.
Now,
period.
What are we going to do about the fact that it has infrared vision and can see the heat signature of the human body?
You're
do we
telling
have any
me.
Cool ideas for
you're
that?
Telling me, okay, so yes, everything is identified via the predator by infrared, by heat. He can see and heat, and that's it. So these images are moving through the jungle, and he sees red moving.
Yeah.
Arnie falls into a lake, crawls up a creek bed, and is in mud, covered in mud, and the alien basically walks right past him.
Brilliant.
And he's like, he can't see me.
And then if you didn't put it together, Arnold wipes some mud off of his giant bicep and says, he cannot see.
Cannot
that was a bit
see
odd.
Me.
That was kind of his only soliloquy.
And how about
what about stick it around?
How about the Eagle Scout, Arnie, like, the contraptions that these guys made?
Incredible.
That was unbelievable.
Trying to trip him or
it was so Rambo / MacGyver.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was awesome. And edge of your seat type stuff.
If that took place over 2 days, so he was able to create that intricate trap there at the end in less than 7 weeks, that seemed like what a endeavor.
But he's
you know?
The best, though. We already went through that.
Yeah, he's the best.
But he is the best.
He was good at telling the girl to go get a bunch of rope, and everybody else was doing all this. Now they were all dead, yet he was still able to make
the
trap
of the mud.
That could beat the predator.
Because of the mud.
Because he's the predator. So we did play one of my favorite clips coming out of the open, which gave us I Don't Have Time to Bleed. From the body. Here's another funny one.
Look, the rendezvous is 10 to 12 miles away from me. You think the chopper's gonna wait?
Dylan, we make a stand now.
Or there would be nobody left to go to the chopper.
There is something else. When the big man was killed, you must have wanted it. Its blood was on the leaves.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yes!
I was fist pumping. I'm
and
like,
you know who came up?
Arnold knows.
You know who put two and two together there? Arnold.
Yeah.
He did.
Well, he's the best.
No one else would have been able to figure that out.
He's the best. How have you, Dan McDowell, at the age that you are, never seen this movie?
It feels like I should have seen it.
Yeah. It's, like 100 times, you know, at midnight with your buddies. Like, oh, dude, it's the bleed lead. We could kill it.
And do you know who is more upset about that than anyone? My son.
So he's seen it before already?
Dude. Do you want to take a break and get into that? Because I've got audio. Sure.
Absolutely.
All right.
Guys that never got to talk to Vince Young. Let's welcome back in Corby. He's the guy that pushed us up against the wall with a forearm and said, watch Predator. Why have you not seen Predator yet? You, Dan, this came out during your movie wheelhouse, which is true. And you, Jake, because this movie screams Jake.
It does. Both you guys. Very disappointed. You know, I told my kid that you wanted him to watch it as well to give his 2 cents, and he's already seen it. But I told him, I was like, the bit is that these guys haven't seen it. So I'm telling him this in the car, and I might as well have told him you guys had never drank water. Like, it just didn't make any sense that two grown men who've been around since, you know, the time this movie was made, and it just, how could you not have seen this?
Where's this rank on Young Van's
well,
scale?
I spoke with him post-movie. We had a sit-down, so you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay, we just finished our screening of Predator. Van, how many times have you seen it now?
I've seen it 4 times, and how have they not seen it? What have they been doing, watching My Little Pony their whole life?
I don't know. Why? It's like, it's one of the best movies ever, right?
I wouldn't consider it that, but it's really good.
It's really good, right? As far as Schwarzenegger goes, where does it rank?
If I had to do top 3, it would go T2... Predator, and then Commando.
Ah, yes. We cannot leave out Commando in the Schwarzenegger troika.
Well, I haven't seen True Lies yet. I still need to see that.
Oh, yeah. We got to see True Lies. That's coming up. I got it recorded, so we'll see that. So what made this one so good? Did you like the fact that Carl Weathers was in it?
Yes, I guess so, yeah.
He was great, right?
Yeah.
Could they have used a little bit of Rocky magic in there? Maybe put Stallone in there as well?
They had to replace one of them for Stallone. I think they would have replaced probably Billy with Stallone.
The Native American?
Yeah.
What about taking out Jesse the Body Ventura? Did you like him?
I mean, yeah, he mounted a minigun that's supposed to be on a plane to his shoulders.
That seems realistic, right?
Totally. I wonder if that was a real gun. If it was, good for him.
What about the actual Predator? Like, that was, think about it, that movie was made in 1987. That was...
Oh, yeah, that was a great movie. That was not movie. Great, makeup department for that, for how they made him.
Yeah, he's one of the all-time best villains, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Scary. Is it still scary to you, or is it just really good?
It's just really good. It was never scary.
Okay. All right, well, that's cool. All right, well... Maybe, do you have any other film suggestions for Jake and Dan?
Maybe Frozen 2. That's a good one.
They would love that, right?
No.
All right. Thanks, man.
He is Corby's kid.
Dunked on.
Yeah.
By a junior.
He's the most
kid.
Abrasive, over the top.
Shut the fuck.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to that.
Like, I'd really like to hang out with him, but he'd be like, shut up, nerd.
Right.
Hop back in that
He's
locker.
11. He's 11.
Too cool for me. Yeah, you can't have Stallone because, especially in the 80s, right? It was Stallone or Arnold.
Yeah.
You're not getting Stallone and Arnold because they would both have to live and kill him in the end.
And but you know, I've seen that he might have denied this, but Jean-Claude Van Damme was set to be the Predator.
Which, I don't really care who's in the Predator. It ended up being like a 7-foot guy.
You needed that.
Yeah, you needed a
if
huge
you're
human.
Fight Carl Weathers and Arnold, you cannot be 5'9".
No, you needed a giant.
That makes sense to me. Yeah. But, like, I think I've probably said, get to the chopper my whole life. Had no idea where it came from. I just knew it was an Arnold thing.
Yeah.
The meme... of
the
Carl
handshake.
Weathers and Arnold at the beginning doing the handshake that is centered around arm wrestling.
Dan, have you
incredible.
Seen that a ton? Like, did you know that was coming?
No.
What a
I cheered. I was like, oh, the meme!
There it is!
They're arm wrestling. I love all this.
Is it the best movie ever to feature two governors?
Ooh.
State governors.
You didn't even put that in the pitch meeting.
God.
But yeah, like Eli...
Well, I didn't know at the time.
Eli Jordan pointed out to us on Twitter that the Predator comes here when it's hot to hunt.
And yeah.
Like the Latina girl kind of
mentioned
that.
She explained it, yeah.
Like that there was some mystical... Her grandma... Would
yeah,
say
like when
like,
she was a,
huh?
a kid.
Yeah, when there's a heat wave and there bodies of some of the...
It looked to be the equator. It's not often hot there, or what?
Like some of the tribesmen or whatever would end up skinned like he would do. And, yeah, but I mean, like, when you see, like, when he took Billy, the Native American's spine out, and, then his skull, and you saw him meticulously cleaning his skull.
Yeah.
Well, he was
and
petting
Arnold found
them.
A bunch of them.
He petted them. It looked like they're his little...
Right.
That's his Topps trading card.
And then he leaves. And then he comes back when it's hot again. Like, all right, I'll be back in a little bit.
10 out of 10. Incredible.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Did
so
you?
I appreciate the suggestion.
Did the Mrs. watch it with you, or was this a solo venture?
This was solo. She said she had seen it before and remembered liking it.
Yeah, of course she has. Everyone's seen it. Everyone loves Predator.
Well, now everyone
put
has
a list
seen
together.
It.
And I'll watch all of them.
All right.
Especially if they all include the guy covering himself in mud to get rid of his heat signature.
But he couldn't see the eyeballs?
No heat in your eyeballs.
Was that scientifically accurate?
We don't know.
Oh, good stuff. All right, it's 2:50. This is the ticket. Super Bowl.